أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَّجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُم بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Are you not aware that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth? Never is there any whispering among three, but He is their fourth, nor among five, but He is their sixth, nor fewer nor more, but He is with them wherever they may be. And then He will tell them on the day of judgment all that they have done. Surely, Allah knows everything. Are you not aware? From here onwards, verses 7 to 10, the hypocrites are censured for the attitude they adopted in the Muslim society. Although they appeared to be part of the Muslim collective entity, they had secretly formed a group of their own apart from the community of believers. Whenever the Muslims saw them, they would find them conferring among themselves in hushed tones. It is in the course of these secret deliberations that they came up with the ideas as to how to sow discord and spread panic in the ranks of Muslims. In order to accomplish this, they contrived ever new schemes and invented as well as disseminated all kinds of mischievous rumors.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نُهُوا عَنِ النَّجْوَى ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَيَتَنَاجَوْنَ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوْكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهُ وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْلَا يُعَذِّبُنَا اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ حَسْبُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ يَصْلَوْنَهَا فَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
Have you not seen those who were forbidden to whisper, and yet they engaged in what they had been forbidden? They secretly converse among themselves concerning sin and transgression and disobedience to the Messenger. And when they come to you, they greet you in a manner that Allah does not greet you, and say to themselves, "Why does Allah not chastise us for these utterances of ours? Hell it is that shall suffice them, and in it they will burn. How woeful is their destination." And when they come to you, they greet you in a manner that Allah does not greet you.
This practice was common among the Jews and the hypocrites. According to a number of traditions, some Jews came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "Al-Salam alayka ya Abu al-Qasim." They pronounced these words in such a way that people might be led to think that they were pronouncing the well-known greeting, "As-Salamu alayka." But in fact, they used the word "Salam," which means death, instead of using the word "Salam," which means peace. The actual meaning of the greeting they used, "Al-Salam alayka," was "Death be upon you."
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tanajaytum fala tatanajaw bil ithmi wal udwani wa ma'siyati ar-rasuli wa tanajaw bil birri wattaqwa wattaqullaha alladhi ilayhi tuhsharun.
Believers, when you converse in secrecy, let that not be concerning sin and transgression and disobedience to the Messenger. Rather, converse concerning virtue and piety, and fear Allah, to whom all of you shall be mustered.
إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
Whispering is an act of Satan, one that aims at causing grief to the believers. Yet, without Allah's leave, no harm can be caused to them. So in Allah should the believers put all their trust.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير.
Believers, when you are told, make room for one another in your assemblies, then make room. Allah will bestow amplitude on you. And when it is said, rise up, then rise up. Allah will raise to high ranks those of you who believe and are endowed with knowledge. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Allah will bestow amplitude on you.
One of the rules of decent behavior which God and His Messenger, peace be upon Him, had taught the Muslims was that when any newcomer arrives, those sitting in an assembly should show deference to him and squeeze themselves a bit to make room for him. On the other hand, newcomers were required to act with grace and were asked not to forcefully press their way into any assembly, nor should they try to occupy other seats and thus make them leave the assembly.
And when it is said, rise up, then rise up.
That is, when people are asked to disperse, they should indeed get up and leave rather than keep sitting.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة ذلك خير لكم وأطهر فإن لم تجدوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Believers, when you come to the messenger for private consultation, offer some charity before your consultation with him. That is better for you and more conducive to purity. But if you find nothing to offer in charity, then know that Allah is most merciful, most compassionate. Offer some charity before your consultation with him.
Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned the reason which led to the promulgation of this injunction. According to him, it was promulgated because people had begun to request the Prophet, peace be upon him, to grant them private audiences a little too frequently and without any genuine reason.
أَأَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَاتٍ فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Are you afraid that you will have to offer charity when you hold private conversation with the Prophet? But if you are unable to do so, and Allah pardons you, then establish prayer and pay zakah. And obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Allah is well aware of all that you do.
This is the second injunction that was revealed sometime after the first one. The second injunction abrogated the first injunction, which had made it mandatory to give some form of charity before a private audience with the Prophet, peace be upon him. There is a disagreement, however, as regards how long the first injunction remained in force. Qatada says that it remained in force for less than a day, after which it was abrogated. On the other hand, Muqatil ibn Hayyan says that it remained in force for 10 days, which is the longest period mentioned in any tradition.